Today, I'll touch briefly on the purpose of the 990 series, discuss the filing thresholds for the 990N, the 990EZ, and the 990. I'll also go into some detail for each of those forms and compare the 990EZ to the 990. Pam will then go on to discuss the Form 990PF, which is a different form, also part of the 990 series that relates specifically to private foundations. She'll also discuss the Form 990T, which is the income tax form filed by tax-exempt organizations that shows their unrelated business income for the year and calculates the tax liability, if any. Tax-exempt organizations are subject to various rules and regulations, and one of those is the annual reporting requirement. The Form 990 series is the tax compliance tool used to satisfy that requirement. Subject to a few exceptions, a tax-exempt organization must file one of the Form 990 series returns in order to maintain its tax-exempt status. The forms can also serve as a source of information to the public. As some or most of you may know, these forms are made available to the public with the exception of Schedule B, which is the schedule of contributors. The Form 990 can be especially useful to philanthropists who are looking for organizations aligned with their personal interests to donate to. The Form 990 can be used as a marketing tool in this way, specifically in the Statement of Program Services, where the organization can showcase all it's doing related to its charitable purpose. The Statement of Program Service Accomplishments is available on both the Form 990EZ and the Form 990, but not the Form 990N. As Pam will discuss in a bit, the analysis noted on this slide does not apply to private foundations because they're required to file the 990PF, which has different reporting requirements specific to private foundations. So subject to a few additional exceptions, which we'll talk about in just a minute, tax-exempt organizations can determine their filing requirement using their total gross receipts and total assets held at the end of the year. An organization with annual gross receipts less than or equal to $50,000 is eligible to file the Form 990N. An organization with annual gross receipts between $50,000 and $200,000 and also with assets less than $500,000 is eligible to file the 990EZ. An organization with annual gross receipts over $200,000 or total assets greater than or equal to $500,000 must file the full Form 990N. As noted on the slide, gross receipts are the total amounts the organization received from all sources during the annual accounting period without subtracting out any costs or expenses. And again, the total assets determination must be made based on the total assets held at the end of the year. An organization qualifying for the 990N or the 990EZ may choose to file the full Form 990, but if they do choose to go that route, they must complete the form in its entirety.
I just have one thing to add, Juliette, if that's okay. So one thing that, as you're looking at your gross receipts, one question that I get quite often, especially for 990 filers, is on page one of the 990, it actually has at the top section an entry for what your gross receipts are. And a lot of times clients don't necessarily know how to figure out what that is. And what that's doing is it is truly adding up your gross receipts. So as you're looking at what form you need to file, your gross receipts will include things such as your gross receipts from the sale of stock. And so when you're looking at what your gross receipts are, when Juliette's talking about not net of deductions, make sure that you truly understand exactly what your gross receipts are. It's gross rents, not including the rental deduction and things like that. So you can get a little tripped up sometimes when trying to figure out which form to file if you're not looking at the true gross receipts for your organization.
Thanks, Pam. So the organizations listed on this slide can never file the Form 990N despite falling within the thresholds we just discussed. As I mentioned a few times already, private foundations have to file the 990PF. Section 527, political organizations, and Section 509A3, supporting organizations, must file either the EZ or the 990. Churches and some church-affiliated organizations are completely exempt from the filing requirement. And you can actually find a full list of the organizations that are exempted from the filing requirement on the IRS's website. I also want to note that tax-exempt organizations with gross receipts that are normally greater than $50,000 can't opt to file the 990N on any given year where they fall below the $50,000 threshold. So there's a special rule in those situations where you'll have to average the years to determine if you're required to file the EZ or the N. An additional important exception that's not noted on this slide is that organizations operating one or more hospital facilities must file the full Form 990 and complete Schedule H.